I'm Paul Qualia, the Director of APAC Assistance. Today I'm looking at the main issues in East Asia Pacific. This Monday, the 14th of January. Today I look at issues in Timor-Leste, Papua New Guinea and in Thailand. Yesterday, a protest was held by pro-democracy activists at the Ratchaprasong intersection in Bangkok. The activists were protesting an expected delay in elections and called for elections to be held before March 10, being the 150-day deadline set by the Constitution. The activists threatened to hold a rally at the Democracy Monument on Saturday, January 19, if a royal decree announcing the election is not published by Saturday. The pro-democracy group was led by Nuta Mahatana, Parit Chivarak and Sirawit Saritiwat. The group gave itself the most imaginative names, people who want elections. They were closely monitored by the police. Clients are advised to avoid all political gatherings before the elections. More protests are expected and may spread nationwide if major political parties join the protests. Today we have done an in-depth assessment on these protests and their potential impacts. Papua New Guinea. The Shadow Justice Minister, Karenga Kua, says members of parliament must put more effort on understanding implications of the Bougainville referendum. Bougainville is expected to hold a referendum on June 15, 2019 on whether to retain its autonomy status or become an independent country. After the vote, the National Parliament will have the final vote on the matter. Clients are advised to monitor the developments on the referendum and consider its ramifications on their operations in Bougainville, especially clients in the resource sector. East Timor. Last week, the National Parliament of Timor-Leste approved the amendment to the 2005 Petroleum Activities Law. President Francisco Guterres Luolo vetoed the law in December 2018. The amendments of the law will allow Timor-Leste and its public companies to participate in the Greater Sunrise Development Project. It also can change, I beg your pardon, it also changes conditions on the use of the petroleum fund to finance this oil and gas development. Clients are advised to consider implications of the amendment on their business operations in Timor-Leste. You can check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can purchase our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships or buy our materials on a pay-for-view basis. Thank you.